Earlier this week, the Associated Press reported that Al-Qaeda detainee Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has told his American interrogators that the terrorist attacks of September 11th were originally intended to involve the hijacking of as many as 10 planes from both the East and the West coasts, with waves of coordinated terrorist strikes overseas. But how do intelligence officials know whether he is telling the truth? And how do they get terrorism suspects to talk in the first place? Earlier, I spoke with Vincent Canestraro, the former chief of counterterrorism operations at the CIA. He told me about the methods intelligence officials use to interrogate suspects like Mohammed.
No physical pressures are brought to bear, as far as I know, but there are psychological measures that are employed. For example, when a suspect is first apprehended, he may be taken out of his environment, hooded, and brought to another place by aircraft that is completely divorced from the environment that he is familiar with. And that is a disorienting event, and it certainly brings him to the point where he becomes gradually more and more dependent on his interrogators. So it wears off after a while, but in that initial phase, it can be useful for an interrogator.
Is it enough to get him to tell the truth? What motivation does he actually have to tell U.S. interrogators the truth?
He doesn't have any motivation at all. However, after a period of time, there is a dependency that grows up, and the interrogator proceeds step by step. He brings to the person being questioned information that he already has validated. So they will have some concrete evidence that's verifiable to test him with. There'll be information from other detainees, from other documents, and from other events that are known to be true. So little by little, you piece together a collateral record that he can build on or try to refute.
Do you think that what we've learned over the last couple of days about what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has told his U.S. interrogators does sound true?
By and large, I think they know a great deal more about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed than they did in the initial phases of the interrogation. They've been able to identify a number of people, for example, that were found on records in his computer system and follow up on those people. They were able to use that information to build on in the interrogation with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And as he realized a lot of this stuff, the general outlines, was already known, he tended to fill in the pieces that were missing. So the U.S. government thinks that it has a fairly comprehensive understanding of the origins of the 9/11 operation, and I think a lot of that has been due to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's being more cooperative as time has gone on.
If you're an intelligence official and you take the information that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed divulges, there is always the chance that in deciding how truthful it is, you could make mistakes about that evaluation.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why you can't just act on his information without corroboration. In his case, there is a lot of collateral information because of the documentation that he had. So it provides a benchmark to guide you in judging the information he provides. And then, of course, there are other people who are being held separately, and you can talk to these people individually and cross-check information, see if they both tell the same story about the same event. And so that's an advantage to the interrogators.
Vincent Canestraro is the former chief of CIA counterterrorism operations. He spoke with us by phone from his home in McLean, Virginia. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate Online. I'm Mike Schuster.